Hi, this is Steve Chandler, and the program today is called How to Help a Pessimist. I get so many questions from people who have pessimists or victims in their lives and their families, and they say to me, how do I help this person? What do I do? What do I do if I have a victim or a pessimist? Now, the people who are talking to me about victims have usually read Reinventing Yourself. And inside that book, there's a very clear distinction throughout between owners and victims. So there are two ways a human being can be, and that is to take ownership of my own happiness and spirit, or to be a victim of circumstance and other people's opinions. Those are the two ways to live life. And that book is about that. And a lot of people who read that book will come to me and say, well, my teenage daughter is a victim, or my business partner is a total victim. What do I do? How do I help them? And then there are other people who've heard my program on optimism versus pessimism and the power of optimism, and they think about the pessimists in their lives and their mother-in-law or their mother or their business partner or one of their top clients is a total pessimist about everything, and they want to know, how can I help that person? So it's the same process. It's the very same question. How do I help a victim, or how do I help a pessimist? It's all the same thing. So we're going to look at that today. If you have a pessimist in your life and you want to help that person, let's look at the ways you can do that. Over the years, when I've worked with people and coached them or gone into organizations and trained people, I have found that the fastest way to convert someone from being a pessimist to being an optimist is through inspiration. Victims and pessimists hate to be fixed. They hate to be corrected. They hate to be taught things because their whole position is defensive. And whenever I tell a victim, well, you know, you're kind of a victim, you're very pessimistic about this, they will become even more defensive. And they will then try to defend their position in such a way that it becomes a deeper position. And now it's even harder to move them off the pessimistic position because they have felt the need to defend it with me. So in my intention to have this person really become a happier person and have a bigger outlook, what I've really done is push them deeper into their own pessimism by trying to fix them, trying to correct them, or criticizing them. And so many people make this mistake. They criticize their teenage son for being moody and pessimistic and cynical and critical, and it only drives that poor person deeper into that position because all they can hear is, there's something wrong with me, you don't approve of me, you don't understand me. So now there's even greater alienation. So all this fixing, correcting, improving, and criticizing, this does not work with people. It will not help a pessimist to identify him as a pessimist or her, or show them more improved or better ways to think of things. It will not work and it will not help. The fastest, best way is through something called inspiration. Have I become an inspirational figure in this person's life? So when someone comes up to me and says, I have a real victim in my life, I've tried to help them over and over, I've tried to show them the light and they won't do it, and they just become even more of a victim. And what I ask first off is, are you a figure of inspiration in their lives? Do you represent something inspiring to them? Because if you don't, you will not help them. And so once again, the real work is not on these people in my life. The real work is on me. So could I become more of an inspirational figure? Because if I'm not an inspirational figure in the lives of these pessimists around me, they will not convert to optimism through me. Now, they may convert to optimism through something. It could be through some inspiring event, or some inspiring person, or some inspiring situation, or even an inspiring book can get it going. But it won't be through me unless I myself have become an inspiring figure in this person's life, because that's the route to conversion. From being a victim into being an owner, from being a pessimist into being an optimist, It happens through inspiration. Now look back on your own life, all the major changes you've made that have moved you toward the light, toward greater creativity, toward more courage, toward things that you enjoy more, and yet at the same time, more maturity and effectiveness, always occurs through inspiration. Never occurs through somebody criticizing you, fixing you, making you wrong, and hurting your feelings and making you defensive. That is not an effective route to change. It will not change another person. Well, a lot of people say, well, what about constructive criticism? You know, really, there's no such thing as constructive criticism. Look back throughout your life. And by the way, I never want anybody to try to see if intellectually they agree with anything that I say as a theory or as a concept. What I would really always like someone to do is to go back through their own experience and see what's real for them. Can you make this real for you? Does this ring true or does it not? That's the only thing you can really use. That's what inspires people when they find something in their own experience that harmonizes with something inspiring. And then boom, they go up the ladder and they're at a higher level now of being awake, conscious, creative, courageous. So look through your life and ask yourself, has any criticism from my parents, from my family, from people I've worked with, has it ever been constructive? Now, I don't mean have you ever benefited from it or have you ever found a way after the emotions went away to look at it and listen to it and use it. I'm asking, how constructive was it in the moment? Did it construct something? Did you build upon it right there on the spot? Or did you get defensive? Did you defend yourself? Did you go deeper into whatever it was you were being criticized for? And now, rather than just one lapse or one mistake, it has become a matter of negative principle with me to do that all the time. So constructive criticism is really the most misguided idea in the whole world of business, in the world of organizations that aren't businesses, in the world of family. Constructive criticism is not effective. It really doesn't work. Now, it is well-intentioned, I grant that. People are really trying to assist someone else with seeing life in a more optimistic way, being happier, seeing more possibilities, and being more effective people. That's what the attempt is. The problem with constructive criticism is that it does not work. It's dysfunctional. It doesn't get the result you want. In fact, it produces the opposite result when you criticize other people. When you judge and criticize and judge and criticize, you push people further and further and further away from you. They don't feel close to you. They are absolutely not inspired by you in any way. And therefore, it has the opposite effect of what you want to have happen. Now, here's the thing about criticism. Have you ever, ever heard anyone say that they love it? Because really, we're looking for something here that people love. When people change, it comes through love. Now, it might start with fear, it might start with pain, but the change itself has to come through love. Now, I might have my intention to change, I might even have my commitment to change come through pain, fear, horrible things, but the change itself always comes through love. And if my person, my pessimist that I'm trying to help, is not loving whatever process I'm putting them through, whatever grinder I'm feeding them into with all my criticism, if they're not loving that, then the change can't occur. It has to come through something they love. Now ask yourself, how many times have you heard anyone say anywhere in life, I love how that person criticizes me? Have you ever heard someone say, do you know what I love about my spouse? The criticism. That's what I love the most. I really enjoy it. I can't wait to get home because sometimes if I'm on the road for a couple of days and I haven't been criticized by anybody and I start to feel a little untethered. I feel a little dizzy. It's hard for me to get up without balancing myself if I haven't been criticized for a couple of days. So when I come home, I welcome it. I love that criticism. You know what I love most about my spouse? The criticism. The criticism I get. How else would I know how to live? How else would I know when I was doing wrong if I didn't hear about it over and over? So really, I'm kind of making fun of that point of view because we all know it doesn't exist. It's ludicrous. It never, ever happens that someone loves being criticized. Now, here's the thing with teenage kids. You don't even have to criticize them for them to feel criticized. I can say something very neutral to my child, and they can feel attacked and criticized and condemned and judged. So what did you think of so-and-so doing this and getting an A? So, Dad, you think I should get A's? So what you're telling me is you're upset that I got a C by asking me whether so-and-so got an A and what I thought of it. So they hear criticism when it isn't even there. So imagine when real criticism lands, it's devastating. So criticism doesn't work. There's no such thing as constructive criticism. Criticism doesn't construct anything. It doesn't create anything. It doesn't build anything. So if you really want to help your pessimist, whoever you're thinking of, drop that strategy out. Drop that technique out of your system so you don't use it anymore as a way to help other people, because if you'll notice, it has never worked. So what works? What works is inspiration. What works is enthusiasm. What works is a feeling of love where the person is saying, oh, I love this. Now that's what has change occur in someone's life. How do I have my pessimist experience that? Well, I can't control that person. My only shot is through being a model, an example of inspiration, something that inspires that person by how I listen to them, how I communicate, who I am, who I'm being. When that becomes inspirational, change happens. So if I'm leading a team of people, I want to be who I want them to be. I want to show them what that's like. If they see me with a customer or a prospect, I want to demonstrate what it's like to love the customer, to sell to the prospect in such a way that an agreement is created and a deal is done quickly. I want to show them and inspire them. People watch the Olympics and they hear people sing, and it goes all around YouTube that this woman stands up and sings and everybody gets tears in their eyes, and people see the Olympics and somebody does something wonderful and it's inspiring and it makes us want to go do the same thing. Usually during the Olympics, people enroll in health clubs at a much higher rate than ever before because they see it. They say, oh my goodness, how beautiful it is to express yourself through your body and your exercise and your energy at such a beautiful level. I'm going to sign up to the gym. I was always good when I was a kid. I'm going to get that back again. Now, that didn't happen from somebody criticizing me for being overweight and sitting on the couch. That happened from watching something and becoming inspired. So the route to helping anybody, a pessimist, a victim, anybody, is by working on myself and having my world be more inspiring for people. By having the way I live and interact with them and communicate with them be something that inspires enthusiasm and love, and they feel the love. And that's what has people have a chance at change. They want to see it. They don't want to hear what's wrong. They want to see what's right. They don't want to hear what they've done wrong and why they're weak or why they're inadequate or what's wrong with them. They want to watch and see a more exciting way and be inspired and have it be their idea to change, not mine. So step one is to be inspiring and to have myself and my own life be the change that I want to see in other people. That's the famous quote from Gandhi. Don't change other people. Be the change you wish to see in other people, and then watch, because they will change. Here's the final paradox in helping a pessimist or helping a victim. People change when they're with you faster when they don't need to. People change faster when they're already perfect the way they are. So if I'm sitting with you, and in my eyes and in my heart, you're perfect the way you are. You're just perfect the way you are. You now have freedom to change. you now have a sense of safety and peace and openness to where, I know you think that, Steve, but I'd really like to be more of this. And even then I don't say, well, thank goodness, yeah, good, I was hoping you'd see that. I say, why? Well, because I want it. I'd feel better. Well, if you'd feel better, I'm behind you all the way. How can I help you? But you're perfect the way you are. You got to know that. And if you want to add something, add a skill, be more of this or be more of that, I'll support you. Only because you're telling me it's what you want, not because I think you ought to. If my wife walks in and says, I think I'm going to go on a diet. And I say, well, thank goodness. Well, that's not very supportive, even though I say, I'm supporting you, I'm supporting you, I'm supporting. That's not very supportive because she is offended by that. She's hurt by that. You know the best thing I can say? Why? 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 Well, don't you think I should lose some weight? No, I think you're perfect the way you are. I don't have any opinion on that. That's your business, it's your world, it's your life. I'm fine with you. You're the perfect you for me. Well, okay, so you don't think I should lose weight? Not if you don't want to. Well, I do want to. Well, then you should, because I want you to have what you want. Will you support me? Will you help me? Will you help me fix the dishes I'm going to be needing to eat on this program? Of course, because you think I should lose weight, don't you? No. It's just some project you're on. You love it, so I'm into it. All right, then. See, if someone is perfect the way they are, they have freedom now to create a new path without feeling judged, without feeling they need to, without feeling they have to, without feeling they should, because all those beliefs will have it not happen. Out of the basic rebellion of a human being, those beliefs will have you not do something. Thinking you should, thinking you're obligated to, or thinking you have to, will have you resist it and fight against it. But thinking it would be cool, and thinking it would be fun, and thinking you'd love it, now you're talking, now you're really moving. And that's what I want to inspire in my pessimist or in my victim, is the sense they're perfect the way they are as far as I'm concerned, and if they want to move in a new direction, I'm with them all the way. And the final point here, I want to live optimism. I don't want to preach it. And so many people make that mistake. I try to tell my children. I've always tried to teach them how to. I try to get them to be more. Wait a minute. Let them see it. Let them see it. Even the tone of your voice right there was not optimistic. You're really upset. You're really upset with them for not being optimistic. You are the victim. You are the pessimist in this. Not them. They're just being them. So relax. Work on yourself, let life happen, and watch what occurs with the pessimists, and be okay if it's nothing.